Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers. Our word this week is the word sacrament. This word is not found in any English Bible. It comes from the Latin word sacramentum, which was used in a number of places in the Latin Vulgate, the Bible that was used in the Roman Catholic Church for many years, to translate the Greek word mysterion. This is where we get our English word mystery, and in fact, the Eastern Orthodox churches refer to the sacraments often just as mysteries. The word mysterion is often used in the New Testament to describe the unseen things of God. The word has this general application to signs of grace. So dreams and visions and miracles and the prophetic word, these are all things that are described by this word mysterion. And then ultimately it's used to describe the incarnate word, Jesus becoming flesh. And so in 1 Timothy 3:16 we read, "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." And so it's in connection with this incarnation, the Word made flesh, that the sacraments were defined by the early church then. So taking what was invisible and making it visible. And so in the 4th century, you have the church father Augustine referring to the sacraments as visible grace. By the 12th century, then, the Catholic Church had defined the sacraments as those things that were either explicitly or implicitly instituted by Christ, and they came up with 7 of them. So they came up with baptism, the Lord's Supper, confirmation, penance, ordination, matrimony, and extreme unction, which is the anointing with oil of the sick. However, it's clear from Scripture that there are 2 of these rites that stand out from the rest as special means of grace. And so in the Lutheran Church, we celebrate 2 sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. We talk about the sacraments in the Lutheran Church, and when we do so, we speak of those sacred acts as having 3 characteristics. 1, a sacrament is instituted by Christ. Secondly, a sacrament has earthly elements, that is, Christ tells us to use something on the earth, so for example, water or bread and wine. And then thirdly, a sacrament gives spiritual blessings, like the forgiveness of sins, spiritual life, and eternal salvation. We can see how baptism and the Lord's Supper each have these characteristics as described in Scripture. Baptism was instituted by Christ. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." It has that earthly element, of course, of water, and it is a means of grace that gives a spiritual blessing. In Acts 22:16 we read, "And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." And so we see that baptism washes away our sins. Likewise, the Lord's Supper has all 3 of these characteristics. We see all of these present in Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28. "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" So we see that the Lord's Supper was instituted by Christ, we see the earthly elements of bread and wine mentioned, and we see that it is for the forgiveness of sins. Now, for many of you out there listening, you probably learned this definition of the sacraments when you were in catechism classes. You've probably been baptized, and you receive the Lord's Supper on a regular basis. But how often do you really stop to think of what a special blessing these means of grace really are? If you're like me, probably not often enough. And so I want to conclude our study of this word by talking a little about the wonderful blessings that we have in the sacraments. Think of your baptism. It's so much more than just an event that happened at one point in time. For many of you, it was at a time when you were just an infant and you can't even remember it. But your baptism has a lasting effect on your entire life. Galatians 3:27 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Like a college basketball player at NBA draft time, the Lord has selected us to be part of His team. Those of us who have been baptized are wearing His uniform. That uniform gives us identity. We are children of God, whom He made members of His team, not because of our playing ability, but solely because of His grace, because He has clothed us in His uniform. Think of what a difference that makes in our lives. We can awaken every day and tell ourselves, "I am baptized." And Paul tells us what a meaningful reality this really is. Romans 6 verses 3 through 5 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Because Christ has made us His own in baptism, we have eternal life to look forward to. What a blessing." Now, unlike baptism, which is done once in our lives and has that lasting effect that we've just talked about, the Lord's Supper is done repeatedly throughout our lives. When we receive this sacrament, we can focus on those words, "given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Our Savior is coming close and getting personal with us. It's more intimate than our corporate confession and absolution. In the Lord's Supper, our Savior whispers those sweet words of forgiveness in our ears. He says, "Your sins are forgiven." Life in this world is a struggle. Our faith needs to be strengthened, and that's exactly what the Lord's Supper gives to us. It gives us that strength to get through. So let us receive our Lord's Supper often and remember His blood shed on the cross for us and receive that forgiveness of sins. In the world in which we live today, we are tempted at times to ask, "Where in the world are you, God?" Many people look for an inner voice or to their feelings and emotions to find God, but we have something more sure than that. We have His means of grace, we have His word, and we have His sacraments that show us that Jesus has kept His promise that He made to us in Matthew 28, verse 20, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And so we give thanks to our God for the wonderful gifts that He gives us in His sacraments.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.